Now, why isn't anything I do good enough?
Why is everything not good enough? So as long as you have that question, why isn't everything I do good enough, everything else we're going to do will be a waste of time. Because he's a man. He's going to see something, want to do something, create something, because what a man is always trying to do is more. Because for a woman, it's like, why can't you just appreciate what's here? But that's not what masculine energy is about more. Bigger, broader, stronger, more, create more. That's the drive of masculine energy, is more. Feminine energy is more, but it's filling up with more. So she's going to interpret the meaning always, no matter what's happening, as like, well, why am I not what?
Enough. Good enough, yeah.
Which is her deepest fear. So when she goes into that deep fear, then she'll go into her behavior. She prides herself on being a fighter. Yeah. Correct?
Yeah.
I mean, after all, strong girl. Come from New Jersey, New York?
New Jersey.
That's right. Jersey girl. And also she knows she's loved by fighting. So she is going to create situations, even if it goes perfectly, that will it up. Because it up for her is knowing she's loved. Because if I can it up and you still love me, you really love me. That's how she said earlier. She's testing him all the time. So what's him's name?
Jeffrey.
Here's a little clue. Pick some fights, but fake them. All it is she's wanting your total, complete attention. Now, gentlemen, once again, when does she want your attention? All the time. Especially when you don't want to give it. The time when you most not want to give it, that's when she wants your attention.
During this conversation, Tony is really sending a message to Neil, who had been making the band more important than his wife. It is at these moments when his wife needs him, at the time when he is doing something else, that he can make the biggest changes in his relationship. When she needs his attention, he can decide whether to commit to her, that she is more important, or whether he prefers his outside interest to her. If he cannot shift gears in these moments, his wife will continue to feel second best, and their problems will continue. If he can learn to give her his full presence, whenever she asks for it, his relationship will turn around.
She just needs more energy. She needs intensity from him. So the way she knows to do that is to pick a fight. And while she says it goes to shit, she's right. She goes to shit because she's disappointed after the fight. She knows he loves him, but there isn't the energy. She wants that driving sensual energy. But if you don't make it dangerous for him in some other way, then where else is he going to feel that variety of elements? And you're not making it dark. And fighting with him is dark for you, but it's not dark for him. For him, it's a bitch.
No, he gets the bitch. He doesn't want the bitch.
I know, but you want to give him the bitch so that you can see that he still loves you.
I never thought about it that way.
Yes, you did. Not maybe with those words, but you know. You know you've tested him. This poor guy's going, but what's this got to do with me? I thought you were here to work with me.
Well, because I was giving him...
I'm listening.
I totally felt for him when he got up. And when, you know, the other lady said, you know, you could get up and get divorced, that broke my heart. It broke, because I'm hearing his wife's side.
What she's really saying is, until you've gone and given everything you have as a man to fill up those six needs with her at tens, you can't walk away. Because you haven't done what's necessary, and you know it. That's why you're on the fence. Because if you'd really done everything, you would have left, because you're a smart man and you're a strong man. And while you fear for your daughter, you know your daughter could handle it if it was absolutely necessary. You would not prefer it. You don't want to be apart from her. You don't want her to be hurt by it. But you know she can handle it, and you know you can make a difference in that area. You just hate the thought, the separation, because she's a greater source of love for you right now than your wife is. But you pick your daughter because she's safe. And you're not a safe man. What makes you be alive is not being safe.
Do you want to hear the reply?
Sure, let's hear the reply.
It was, she said, I love you too. Why else do you think I battle so